Well, we are at the Mistwood Golf Dome in Bolingbrook with 2021 Illinois PGA Section Champion, Andy Michelson. And Andy, first off, I know a great summer for you on the golf course. And unfortunately, this time of the year, you have to start converting to Mistwood Golf indoor season, but fortunately you have one of the best, if not the best, golf dome in the Chicagoland area. And welcome back to Golfers on Golf, and as we get ready for dome season.
Yeah, it's a 12-month cycle with us. It's just as exciting here as it is at the golf course in the summer. So it'll start kind of picking up here in the next few weeks. So yeah, we just try to get everybody to make sure that they're making their reservations online at mistwooddome.com. And yeah, it's a fun spot to be. I think it's going to be a busy winter based on everything I've seen as far as trends go in the golf business right now.
Well, Andy, we've seen new clubs now coming out at all times of the year, and it seems like some more things might even come out before the holidays, before the merchandise show re-tees up in Orlando at the end of January. Tell us about people still just coming in, investing in equipment, coming for fittings. I know Mistwood's one of the top 100 fitting locations in America, and it sounds like that has become more of a year-round business for you.
Yeah, it really has. And, you know, one of the fortunate things to come out of the whole pandemic was people's interest and love in golf. And then, you know, looking in the garage and saying, well, if I'm going to take this sport up, maybe I should get these things refreshed a little bit. So, the equipment side of things, you know, the manufacturers have been able to keep up with inventories pretty well on the golf side, I would say, compared to other basically other businesses out there. I think the golf business has done pretty well as far as keeping us equipped with the things that we need. But on the flip side, man, the customers are hungry, and they're still hungry, and we're still seeing that hunger for 12 months out of the year. I mean, it's very fortunate for us. We have not only the fitting at Mistwood Golf Club, but we have it here now at the Mistwood Golf Dome. We've had that for the last few years, and we're fitting 7 days a week. So it's definitely still the demand's there. And you know, we kind of like it from our standpoint that the manufacturers are bringing out different things as the year goes on. It's very helpful for us to kind of continue to build the excitement on a nonstop basis. From a golfer standpoint, from my own standpoint, I wish they would sometimes hold off because I love the excitement of the show. I mean, PGA show is still awesome to go to. It's a great way for us to not only kind of catch up with old friends, old, you know, peers, but also there's some excitement there. You love seeing the new stuff. It's a spot where a lot of companies are either trying out their new thing, or there could be that small guy that's trying to hit a home run, and sometimes he does. And that's kind of the fun of the PGA show.
Andy, tell us a little bit about the golf industry, maybe from a golf ball equipment and other products. You know, we constantly hear that there's issues in the so-called supply chain in various industries. Golf has been affected. There's even been some rumors that the golf ball companies might have trouble keeping up with demand next summer, and there could even be, quote, a golf ball shortage. What have you heard about this? Is there anything you've noticed from a Mistwood standpoint of just trying to get clubs, trying to get balls, trying to get other supplies that you use to keep a year-round golf operation going?
There's definitely some companies that are probably doing a little bit better or faring a little bit better that are more prepared with inventories, or, you know, wherever they get their things manufactured overseas. You know, there's a few companies that, you know, they're having issues in Vietnam and stuff like that where stuff's still shut down. Are hearing some things about maybe some shaft shortages. So from our standpoint, all we're trying to do, especially when we're fitting a customer, is, you know, part of the excitement about getting new clubs is getting them when you need them, getting them on time. What we do is we're showing you the entire array of what we can offer you, but we're being very open with our customers, especially over the last year, very open with our customers on what's available right now, what may take a while, and kind of having our fittings steer towards those a little bit without, you know, sacrificing any performance.
Mm-hmm. Well, Andy, as you mentioned on your social media page, there's some new things to look forward to here at the Mistwood Golf Dome, located here on Route 53 in Bolingbrook. And as you start to gear up to dome season, what's new?
Yeah, so you know, when we're always thinking about what's the new big thing for the Dome every single year. I mean, it's a fixed asset, it's a fixed property that we're always trying to innovate. I think more than anybody else, definitely in the Chicagoland area, and frankly, a lot of domes have emulated us across the country in what we're doing. So, you know, we started this venture, really, the big push was TopTracer initially in 2018. We still are partnered with TopTracer and will be for the at least the foreseeable future. So that's kind of the stalwart. That's the thing that kind of this whole thing is built around, is having that type of entertainment system paired with what we're offering. But, you know, we've done some big things in the off season. We've done a lot to the upstairs. We have 16 bays upstairs that frankly weren't the same experience as what you were having downstairs. So we've done a lot of improvements, added a lot of TVs upstairs, made the experience a lot more comfortable for the players. And you'll see that when you get coming to the Dome, you'll feel that difference if you're one of our regular customers. Downstairs, one of the big projects in the off season was, you know, we pulled out both putting greens and literally started from scratch. You know, I wanted a playing surface that was more realistic for somebody to practice on. You know, when you're coming into the Dome and everything is literally top shelf, top level, and you're putting on putting surfaces that aren't realistic to what you would normally face on the golf course, that just wasn't adjacent. So we had to bring the level of that to where our customers, I would think our customers would expect from us. So what we did was we took our two existing greens and completely blew them up and started from scratch. We have one green that's literally zero grade, so it's perfectly flat. So if you have a putt from 10 feet and you play it middle of the hole, that putt should go in middle of the hole. If you miss hit it, you're going to miss that putt. So it's the simplest thing, but it's perfect feedback for the customer that's trying to work on their game throughout the winter. The other green, and kind of got this idea from Callaway Golf a number of years ago when I was out there at their performance center, they have different grades of green. So they have a 1-degree grade, 2-degree grade, 3-degree grade, and 4-degree grade turf green. And it's a place where the pros come in and they practice because they want to know their exact break amount on a read. To break it down in its most simplest form, if you're to hit a putt from 10 feet on a 2-degree grade green, it's going to break basically exactly a cup. So by doing that, we're able to have two very significant practice areas where you can work on your stroke, especially on one, your aim on one, because you know exactly where the putt's supposed to go. And then the other green that's got a little bit of slope to it, now we're able to work on break. So for us, from a teaching standpoint, from a just a player betterment standpoint, it made sense for us to kind of blow up both those areas, start from scratch, and do it right. And that's what we did. So they both roll at about 10 on the stem. So very similar to what you'd see in some of your maybe private club greens or higher end public golf course greens.
Well, Andy, is there any maybe special events coming to the Dome this winter that you can tell us about? One of the fun things about going to the Dome, whether it's an equipment demo day, whether it's tying in something with TopTracer and a Bears game or Super Bowl Sunday or whatever it might be, you know, sometimes you can really create a great special event around golf, even up here in Chicago's winter.
As we look at our events calendar, I'd say over the next couple of months, the first thing on our list is we have a big Black Friday sale. It's one of the big things that we do here at the Dome. Very well attended, a lot of loyal customers over the years. So we have this big equipment / pro shop blowout on Black Friday, so day after Thanksgiving. The next big thing is we have tournaments on TopTracer. So we were the first ones to ever even try it. And it was successful in 2019 when we did it. And now we've built on that momentum and we continue to do those throughout the Dome season. So you look for those every second Saturday of each month starting in December. We'll have more information coming out on that. Just make sure that you're following us on social media. That's kind of where we announce everything. We always just like to kind of keep things going, keep things fun. But we also don't want to clog up the ability for our customers to be able to experience TopTracer when they want to experience it. So I don't have evening leagues. I try to have a minimal impact to the number of bays that we would use for, you know, lesson programming or junior programming or senior programming, all those type of things, so that we make sure that we have the maximum amount of availability in the hours that we're open. It's just a way to entertain as many people as we possibly can, because this is a different, it's a different winter experience. There's nothing like it in the Chicagoland area. It's something that we're really proud of. But when you pair what we have in the Dome with what we have with McGwethy Sports Bar, and the fact that all of that can be done right there at your station, where your food and drink come right to your station. I mean, we have, we're kind of known as a really good wing place, but we're also a scratch kitchen. So everything that's coming out of there is really good, really high end. It just kind of pairs with the whole experience.
I was going to say, you, the Chicago area has some other domes, but nobody has a food and beverage experience the way that the Misswood Golf Dome does, attached right to the dome. And this place has been known for its barbecue, known for its wings, and you can enjoy a great McWethy's 100 cold beer along with that. But just tell us a little bit about the Sports Bar Lounge, because it's not only a great place to eat, great place to drink, but it looks like with all the TVs in there, a great place to catch your favorite sporting event.
It's really a place in itself. You know, it's open 12 months out of the year, where the Dome is only open, you know, 6 or 7 months out of the year. It's such good food, just a such good atmosphere to hang out in, especially during this indoor golf season. Really good spot to just be a part of. I know you know that the food here is pretty phenomenal. So just, again, what you'd come to expect at a place like ours as far as golf and food paired together, it's all top shelf.
Andy, about this time last year, you were opening and adjusting to an entire new shell. How has the new shell, the new dome, worked out here at the Dome?
Yeah, we're in year two of 20-year shelf life, hopefully for the skin of the dome. It's made a dramatic difference, not only from the look, just the ability to temperature control. I mean, every single day is 70 and sunny in our dome. It's absolutely perfect temperature, perfect amount of humidity. Just a much better environment to be in. Even some of the things that we did with this shell versus the old shell, we inherited the old shell. So one of the things we did with this shell was we made sure that there was a background on the back of the dome. So when your ball is flying out, you're able to see more of the ball flight as the ball goes off against a pretty distinct dome backdrop. And that also actually helps our cameras to be able to see the golf ball easier with Top Tracer. We've improved lighting in there. That was one of the projects we did with the new skin. We invested almost $20,000 worth of lighting alone. All of these things, like I said, you have a kind of a fixed asset there in a dome, and a lot of other people have chose to do it a certain way, and we're just doing it the only way we know how, which is to be the absolute best.
Well, Andy, tell us the hours. Give us the website information. People want to stop by to golf, or if they just want to come by because they're hungry and thirsty, you know, and of course they can always bring their clubs if they are, but just tell us a little bit about how to find it, where to look on social media and things like that about the Misswood Golf Dome.
We have social media for the Misswood Golf Dome across all platforms, I think even TikTok. We also have the McGwethy Sports Bar across all platforms as well. Really good spot to go is our website. Mistwooddome.com is the best spot to see all of the latest and greatest information. Our hours are 8 to 10 p.m., so 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. During the week, Monday through Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday is 7 to 10 p.m. Yeah, just kind of stay tuned. The best place to see the availability, though, is definitely online. We are a reservation-only system. And that's, it's good for the customer that way, because it's a more predictable experience for them. They know exactly when they're coming, when they're leaving, and able to plan out their day a lot better that way. Where in the past, it was a first come, first serve, and we were probably displeasing more customers than we were pleasing at certain points in the year. I mean, once that calendar flips and we get into January and February, this place in the past was a madhouse as far as people trying to get a bay. And now it's still busy, but being able to book 7 days in advance on and know exactly what time and what bay you're hitting on, the exact of both, really has created a much better experience for the customers.
Mistwood Dome.
Mistwooddome.com.
Dot com.